Okay, everybody, are you ready to meet the special guest this morning? Everybody's ready? Yes. Bill, the spaceman, Lee, has stepped into the studio to join us this morning, right here on the Morning Wally Morning Show. Good morning, Billy, my boy.
Good morning. Yeah, I ventured down that highway.
That long, lonely highway.
You get older and older. It gets longer and longer, and I believe in rapid transit. I would have taken the train, but I have to go south of here to my mill where all my bats are made and in Fall River and see Louis Ledoux and see what new contraption we can design.
You got to see a man about a bat?
Yeah, see a man about a bat.
He's the best bat maker. I love it.
So, by the way, we'll start this off with a little email I just received over the weekend. The email starts here. Hello, folks. So I was leaving the restroom at the Route 95 southbound New Hampshire State liquor store yesterday, and my husband Steve is waving for me to hurry up. And I'm thinking, what the heck is such a hurry for? And then I saw him, and my jaw dropped. Bill, the spaceman Lee, is standing next to my husband. Bill was kind enough to take a picture, and it was absolutely awesome moment for me to see his MP helmet that he wore at the alumni game in the back window of his car. He's one of my all-time favorite Red Sox players, and he chatted with my husband and waiting for me to come to the scene. And that's from Cindy Dykem, who is from Bellingham, Massachusetts, and met you yesterday.
Bellingham. I lived in Bellingham.
You did?
Bellingham, Washington.
Oh. Okay.
That's where I went through my first divorce.
Oh, all right.
It was my wife bought a house. She left, we left Bellingham, or Belmont. She went to Bellingham because that's where her old boyfriend used to hang out. He ran a fish factory there. Honest to God. And then Mary Lou bought this house on the northwestern exposure. And in 1 year, the roof turned green and there were banana slugs all over. There were more suicides on that hill than anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
That could have been one of them. But.
Chapter 2 must be awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. That story. I remember that place. And I had a second lot, and I built a ballpark for my boys. And the whole neighborhood loved it.
I'll bet.
But Bellingham is a depressing place in Washington. I'll tell you that. It rains there.
Well, there you go. That's for all of our Burlingham listeners. This
better off at the New Hampshire liquor store.
Wrong Burlingham, though.
Yeah, well, that's why they have liquor stores.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's probably why. So, Bill, you played baseball yesterday, right?
I did. I had a league game, only 9 of us. We had to get a Mason from another town to come play second base for us. He wanted to play for me in the worst way, and he did.
Mission accomplished, huh?
Yeah. And we gave up. I mean, I got out through the first 2 innings pretty good. I gave up about 4 runs in the third. 2 were earned, and then I gave up a bunch in the 4th.
Sound like Pomerantz.
Yeah.
It was tough. My arm was really laboring after the game that I pitched at Fenway. I played softball on Wednesday up on the Derby line on the Canadian border, where if you hit the ball through the cemetery, you can't go get it because it's in Canada.
Okay. Hey, we need your help this morning because we got the Pan Mass Challenge coming up, and people are going to be doing different things to raise money for the Pan Mass Challenge, and LBF is going to be doing something special, so we're going to need some help, and you suggest on ways to help her get ready for
this. Okay, so here's what's happening. So Brian Bell is going to ride the entire 192
miles. Doing 192.
Yeah, 192.
Okay. 30 over the weekend.
And because I feel the kinship with the PMC and you guys, I am going to ride 192 miles on my stationary bike from Planet Fitness at home. Now, the difference is that Brian is going to do the 192 miles in
2 days.
2 days. Yeah. I have 30 days.
I don't think he can do it.
And everybody thinks I can't do it.
Easy.
Yeah?
Easy.
All right, so it's like 6.4 miles a day if I did it every day. I've already skipped 2 days. I started out strong.
10K.
And then just, what do I, take it slow? Like, I did interval training, and I was, like, sweating, and I hate that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
No, sweating.
Go downhill.
Go downhill? Okay. All right.
Slight grade, downhill, take it easy, you know, keep your heart rate at a place that's amenable to you, and just and then what you do is you build up a little grade, and I'll tell you at the end of those 30 days you'll be in tip top shape. You'll be in better shape.
Is it
not
okay?
Tip top, but better.
Isn't that nice? No,
better,
yeah.
Shape, better shape.
Okay, and you don't know how long.
I'm as fit as a cello, not a fiddle.
Okay. Anything is better than what she is now, right?
The key, no.
Thanks for editorializing that way.
Nice.
Well, what kind of shape are you in?
I'm in fine shape. I'm in good enough shape to grab a knife and stab you in the face.
Here's your joke.
That reminds you of which one?
That was, no, it's...
After Bellingham?
You just don't say, you know what you should do?
You
don't start sentences with that or, you know.
Smartest random man in the room right here. Yeah. Is it okay if I do this ride and in the cup holder that comes with the stationary bike, I have tequila and grapefruit?
No, just diet ginger ale.
Diet ginger ale? Really?
Yeah, because the ginger will settle your stomach and it's somehow you don't crave it as much. Whenever I go on the Atkins, I go on the diet ginger ale. Get off of dairy products, white sugar, and white flour.
All right.
Just those three things. That's okay. Only three
white
things.
Russians?
Dairy product, white sugar,
white
flour,
and as a treat.
Diet ginger ale. Okay, well, thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a Monday morning chat. Excuse me, with Bill, the Spaceman Lee. Legendary pitcher for the mighty Boston Red Sox.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, so Bill, we got three basic things we'd like to ask you about today. Number one, Pedroia is back on the 10-day disabled list. Is he finished?
Well, he's got that kind of body that's aging very quickly. And he made a great play at second when he came back. And I'll tell you something, knees are tricky. My knee barks all the time, but I don't answer it.
Yeah,
Bobby Orr's knee barked a lot, and he answered it to the tune of 9 operations and knee replacements.
Yep.
You figure a guy that short wouldn't have that kind of problem.
But,
you know what I mean?
But he's already low.
He's already low and everything else. But it is such... It's so hard to hit a ball squarely and to do all the things. And he's... got to be an overachiever. He's diminutive. You know, he can't absorb it like a big guy. I can tell you're worried about him. I'm worried. I'm terribly worried about him. Okay. And I'm terribly worried that we got rid of Hanley.
Okay, that was the next question. Now that Pedroia is, you know, are we going to be sorry we got rid of Hanley?
Oh, yeah. We're sorry about it right now. Everybody in Boston's worrying about it. But the thing about Hanley, I was going to send him to Taiwan, let him keep playing with Manny Ramirez. Put the two Ramirezes over there. Ramirez, and Chong, and they could open up a restaurant over there, stay in shape, make a little money, and then be ready on... We should have like a farm system in Asia, you know.
Bring them back and
have them when you need them in the clutch. I'll tell you, we are very deep. We have all these little infielders and stuff. The guy that's taking it on the chin is Swihart. You know, he's not getting enough at-bats, and everybody's complaining about him. Well, he lined out to second. He hit a ball. If it had been 4 feet in the air, it would have been over Altuve's head, but it was only 3 feet in the air.
Okay. Well, how about Betts?
And Betts has
Is he going to be okay?
Oh, he's a hamstring guy. I saw him when he hurt it. He scored from first base. I was at that game. And, hammies are... But I think he'll be fine. He was doing his cutting and everything else. I think him with a bad hamstring is better than 9/10 of all outfielders with a good hamstring.
Were you surprised or pleasantly surprised by David Price's last performance? Was pretty good against a decent team.
Yeah. No, ever since he's gotten better all 4 games, you know, if he had my changeup with all of his other stuff, just like Sale and stuff, something that goes away... You know, and he's throwing more to contact, and that's a good thing. He's not throwing a lot of balls. He's not walking people. You know, we're gonna be fine. He's a horse. You see how big he is?
He's
strong, and so I don't worry about Price. You know, I don't worry about any. And Pomerantz, he made a good pitch, and that guy hit a home run off him, and he settled down after that. You know, our starting pitching is fine.
I guess taking away David Price's video games is helping him out then.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. It'll help anybody out.
You're not playing Fortnite now, are you?
Huh?
You're not playing Fortnite now, are you?
I can't even. Only thing I ever played was Pong, and that was to get free drinks at Daisy Buchanan.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your daily report this morning. Hey, thanks, Matt, for joining us. Have yourself a great day today. And you're going to be off and playing golf. Who are you playing golf with?
Play with Louis Tiant this afternoon. Down at Foxwoods. And we're going to do another little charity event tomorrow at Foxwoods. I'll be back home Wednesday. And I will be back down here Friday for my best friend's 70th birthday party.
Excellent.
And I'll be playing in spring somewhere in Rhode Island, playing a charity softball game on Friday. And I got auctioned off for a charity event with a psychiatrist over at Granite. New sedative drugs will be passed out on the fairway.
Thank you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.